From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. In just one listen, I found what might be my summer pop album. The silent years make music Elliott Smith would be proud of. I could have chosen any song on this record. They're all good. This one is called On Our Way Home, and it's a tale of buried memories and of comfort and of friendship.
On our way home, we found ourselves some shovels. On our way home, we dug ourselves some holes. On our way home, we buried our old photo albums.
The band from Detroit is called The Silent Years, and the CD is called The Globe. The band's second CD comes out on the 12th of August. Brendan Canning isn't happy. Canning is a founding member of Broken Social Scene. While putting finishing touches on his new solo CD, someone leaked an unfinished version of it. He quickly released a digital version of the final mixes to combat the messed up version that was floating around. Now the CD is out, artwork and all. It's titled Something for All of Us. This song is called Been At It So Long. Brendan Canning from the CD Something for All of Us, his solo CD that does in fact include many Broken Social Scene friends. The song we played is called Been At It So Long. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I spent my summer vacation at the Swannanoa Gathering in the mountains of North Carolina. It was on the campus of Warren Wilson College, where some of the best Celtic musicians in the world came to teach the Celtically challenged like me. My sore fingertips gave way to hardened calluses, playing jigs, reels, hornpipes on my guitar for more than a dozen hours a day. It was amazing. What was even more remarkable was walking along the campus and hearing some of the world's best fiddlers, bouzouki players, pipers, guitarists, all forming impromptu sessions and swapping tunes. Many of those musicians have CDs out, and so with jigs still reeling in my head, I'd like to play music from two different CDs. First, the button accordion and banjo duet of Martin Quinn and Angelina Carberry. The husband and wife team buck the more common guitar and fiddle pairing. Instead, they make great music on instruments that can often be the butt of many a good joke, both the accordion and the banjo. This set of reels is called McCarthy's and then Andy McGann's. Performed by Martin Quinn on the button accordion and Angelina Carberry on the tenor banjo. The CD came out a few years ago, and it's simply called Angelina Carberry and Martin Quinn. Now to Cape Breton, a refreshing source of Celtic music. Cape Breton is an island off the Nova Scotia Peninsula. It was settled by Scottish immigrants, and so you can really hear the influence of the bagpipes and the fiddle playing. But Cape Breton music has a more stomping rhythm than traditional Scottish music. This is from Kimberly Fraser. It's called the Shedicamp Set, which includes four quick tunes, beginning with Angus Chisholm's and Irish Whiskey. Fiddler Kimberly Fraser from a new CD called Falling on New Ground, ending that set of tunes with a few from her Cape Breton home. Now to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and the sensual and often cinematic music of Três na Massa. The CD is more a project than a band. Three well-known Brazilian male musicians writing songs about women. On each song, a different female singer takes the lead. Many of them are actresses. The intent was that the actresses would create more passionate characters, in the way French composer Serge Gainsbourg had Jane Birkin perform that sensual, quirky hit from the 60s called Je T'aime. From Três na Massa, this is Tatuí. Thank you. Trace Namasa, the project name translates to the phrase three in the dough, and it's slang for something that makes your mouth water with anticipation. You can hear the groove of Nigeria's Fela Kuti and the distorted melody of Kinshasa's Kanono No. 1, all in a Michigan-based collective called Nomo. Despite all their influences, the band sounds fresh and original. From their new CD, Ghost Rock, this song is called Round the Way.
Thank you.
With saxes, trumpets, congas, guitars, and the brainwaves of Elliot Bergman, the music of Nomo. The new CD is called Ghost Rock. Now something fairly rare. This treat comes courtesy of Tom Waits on the completion of his 13-city Glitter and Doom tour. The tour started in Phoenix and ended in Atlanta on the 5th of July. And now the treat. Tom Waits is giving a gift to his fans, and we here get to play Delivery Boy. The entire concert from Atlanta will be available here at our website, npr.org/music, or downloadable through the All Songs Considered live concert podcast. Here's how the over 2-hour concert starts, a medley of two songs, Lucinda and Ain't Going Down Too Well. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Don't forget, more concerts in our concert series include Spiritualize, The Ting Tings, and coming soon, Randy Newman. Oh, and one more quick reminder. I'll be at the Newport Folk Festival the weekend of August 2nd and 3rd with WFUV and host Rita Houston. We'll be webcasting here at NPR.org such shows as Jim James, M. Ward, Steve Earle, Jacob Dylan, and so many more. So come join us at NPR.org this weekend, August 2nd and 3rd, for the Newport Folk Festival. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
That kind My troubles to strangers.